There's no greater responsibility that a parent has than to do that. Well, how do you do it? How do you go about, as a loving mother, to build relationship with your children? We mentioned last week, David as an example of a loving dad, a godly dad, a man after God's own heart. God himself called him. But he was a terrible failure as a parent. Now, why was he a failure? Was it because he didn't love his children? No, I think the Word of God establishes that probably of all the parents of Scripture, nobody loved his children any more than David did. You remember that occasion when his son Absalom, who had tried to wrest the kingdom from his father, and it ended up dying, how that David cried out and wept until he could scarcely be comforted. Oh, my son Absalom, my son Absalom, would God I had died for you. Oh, my son Absalom. He loved his children. But with Amnon and Tamar and Absalom and even Solomon, he never had a relationship with them. What are children seeking more than anything else? Intimacy. Closeness. And where they're seeking it the most is from parents. But if they don't find it there, they will find it in the drug culture, in the sexual looseness of the day. Establish relationships. How do you do that? Well, the first thing you do it in prayer. You see, intimacy and closeness between a parent and his child doesn't just happen. In fact, the thing that just happens is just the opposite. Because you see, we're part of a spiritual struggle. And the last thing the enemy of our souls wants to happen is intimate closeness between a parent and his child. And the enemy of our souls will do everything he can to build walls, barriers, between loving parents and their children. What can you do about that? Well, as a believer, you have tremendous authority in the spiritual realm to demolish those walls and those barriers just in your prayer life. If you begin to sense that there's something between you and your child, you can't quite define it, but you know that you're not coming through. Where do you begin? Well, you begin in prayer on a daily basis, pulling down all of the barriers that the enemy of your soul wants to build between you and your children, or one of your children. And you just pull it down. We're mighty through God, the Scripture says, to the pulling down of strongholds and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. Are you doing that? So important. Build relationships by demolishing barriers in your prayer life. Another way you build relationships is through praise and encouragement and commendation. We talked about that last week. Every child needs that. He's so conscious of his limitations, his weakness. And unless you encourage and commend and build up. No child should go a day without his parent somehow communicating. You're worth something. I value you. And especially commending in character traits and never condemning in character traits. That communicates. That builds relationships. And if it's not there, it destroys them. No matter how much you love your child. And as we saw last week, that's the great area in which David failed his children. He didn't know how to commend them, how to build relationships. The third thing about building a relationship is to communicate unconditional love. How does a parent do that? Well, the most important way is just to touch them. Touch them. Put your hands upon them in gentle commendation with honor and respect and dignity. There's no love quite communicated to a young child like touch. And the second thing, with your words. I'm amazed at how many times in my counseling ministry I've had to have someone say to me, I never remember my dad, and even my mother, ever saying to me, I love you. You ought to hear it every day. You want to build relationships, use words, good words, loving words, eye contact. Teach your children to look in your eyes. So important. Much is communicated through your eyes. Take enough time to do it. Consistent discipline. There's no way that you can communicate love if you do not discipline. Forgiveness. How important for a child to be assured that you forgive them. Unconditional love builds wonderful relationships. Also, designate some time and availability. Oh, it's so important to have time with your children. Where you gather them on your lap when they're little. Did you ever know how much you communicate relationship and intimacy when you hold that precious child on your lap and read to him? That builds intimacy. It's absolutely essential. If you are going to establish relationships and train your child to seek your approval, to pray, to praise and encourage, to communicate unconditional love, then spend some time when you're available with them. Now what about the other side? Not only train your child to seek your approval through relationship, also through establishing authority. You see, there isn't anything more important to your child than to respect authority. It has everything to do with his future. And one of the reasons that we're in such national disaster is that multitudes of children never learned to honor authority in the home. Now, how do you do that? First of all, establish the meaning of no. I think one of the tragedies of most of us as parents when that first child comes along is that we tend to forget that they have a very sinful nature. Our youngest daughter, Judy, has a little Christiane. She and Rick, that's less than a year old. And Judy's a natural mother. She's been that since she was a little girl. But she just loves that little girl as much as any mother's ever loved a little girl. And we just got a call this morning, her mother did, on Mother's Day from Brazil, saying that she's going to be home on May 31st. And we're so anxious to see that child that both Rick and Judy have assured us is just the greatest child ever lived. But you know what Judy said to me one of the last times that she called? She said, "Dad, she's got an old nature." And that's an admission from this mother, I assure you. But she's a strong-willed child who wants her own way. Now, where do you begin to establish that there's authority that that child must respect when they have that by nature? And it's not part of the good nature, I assure you. It's coming from the old nature. And there has to be the recognition by every child that the parent is a person of authority who says no. Dear, dear parents, I wish I didn't have to say this, but I have seen it so many times, and I have never seen it, but what I've gone away with almost a broken heart. When in my presence some parent corrects his child and says no, and that child deliberately defies the parent, he does what he wanted to do, and the parent looks the other way. What a tragedy. What disaster for authority. If you don't say no, and mean it, and establish it. The second thing about establishing authority, communicate clear, understandable instructions. I want to say more about this later, but let me just say it at this point. Do not expect your child to always understand what you mean. And before you correct, be sure the child understood what you said. And that's not always easy because their little minds don't register sometimes when you tell them. And leading on to the final one, administer appropriate discipline promptly. And the two words there are appropriate and promptly. Do it so that the offense, the transgression, is close enough related to the discipline the child understands. And if it can't be that close, then it's probably better to wait until a future moment. And the discipline needs to be appropriate. Be careful about that. We saw last week how that David, in response to Amnon's terrible sin, was furious. Appropriate discipline is not getting furious, not losing your temper. I don't want to say that sometimes it's not okay. When emotionally you get so involved in the situation that you might lose your temper. But always, it probably should be followed up with even an apology to your child. appropriate discipline. What should it be? I think you have to look carefully at your child. You have to know what he responds to. There's no hard and fast rule on that. But it is important. We were privileged to have in our home a number of years ago, a 23-year-old girl. She really had lost about 5 years of her life because of drugs and living on the street and so many terrible things. But we took her into our home and we just loved her. And one of the things, of course, we have about our home is we control what goes on in our home. We don't allow, for example, rock music with all of its questionable lyrics to be played in our home. Well, Kathy had lived on this for years. And she put us to the test a number of times. Every time she did, and I was present, I'd just walk over and say, "Kathy, we don't have that kind of music in our home," and turn it off. Now, I'll never forget the day Kathy came to me, and she said to me, "I love it when you say no to me." You know why she said that? Because she grew up in a home where they indulged her every whim, a wealthy home. She always got what she wanted. But she never found what she really wanted. Somebody who could say no with authority and dignity. So that in the limits of that authority, she could find security. That's what is desperately needed in your home. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, how important it is to train our children to seek our approval through relationships and through authority. And I just pray that somehow these quiet words of instruction shall encourage mothers and dads here today in the awesome role of being a parent. Encourage them in Jesus' name.